Hi, Samara Linehan. Sorry about that.
Technical difficulties on Cloud 9 today.
That was Levi's fault. Today we have Dylan Miller here. He plays in the OMU band. So Levi can start us off by asking him the first question.
Sure thing. Again, Dylan, sorry for the technical difficulties. Everyone listening at home, a little bit of technical difficulties today on Cloud 9. But let's start with Dylan Miller.
Hopefully none later, Levi.
For sure.
He looks bored. It's his fault, not mine.
No. It's not my fault. Technical difficulties, that's all. Anyway, Dylan, welcome again to Cloud 9. And I'm going to start off with the first question. How long have you been playing the trombone?
Well, before I answer that question, Levi, I just want to thank you guys for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I really appreciate Cloud 9. And Cloud 9, there must be some magical stuff happening up here.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
So to answer your question, how long have I been playing the trombone? I started fourth grade learning the basics, and I've been playing it ever since.
Fourth grade. I remember the first instrument I played, it was the clarinet, and it was in third grade. And then in fifth grade, I played the drums. Didn't like it too much. I don't know why. My little brother loves drums. I hate drums.
I played the violin in fourth grade for like a year because you had to. Like, it was mandatory. You had to play an instrument. And I played, and I like learned one song, and I hated it. And I remember before like a concert, we had to like practice, you know, with everyone. And I just like didn't even put like the stick. You know, I forget what it is. Like,
I don't
like
even
the
know.
Little hairs, you know, that like makes the sound.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not musically talented at all, as you can tell. And I like didn't even like put it on the violin because I didn't want to make a sound and make it wrong. So
if I was there, I would have just like act like I was playing it. I was just like,
that's what I did.
Well, yeah, you know what I meant. I was gonna say I would just like look at everybody like, okay.
Yeah, I just faked it so like, they didn't yell at me.
Right.
I didn't like it, and my teacher didn't like me. I don't think he does either.
To this day.
Yeah, no, because in middle school, I did the morning announcements, and he didn't like me then. So that was all from stemming back from all from, like, fifth grade.
What if he's listening, like, he's going to, like, if you ever go back to school, he's going to hunt you down or something?
Yeah, no. I think his wife works at my old high school. And they met because she came to my middle school, and that's how they met, because he moved. He's, like, in between. He was, like, elementary and middle school. He taught both. So, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying about faking it. Like, I love to say sometimes fake it till you make it. I mean, I'm not saying I always fake it, but I've had to sometimes with some songs. But, you know, it works out. And I got to say, Levi, you should challenge me in some Guitar Hero.
Oh, which one? Because... like three is my favorite.
Three is your favorite?
Oh, no. War Tour is my favorite.
Oh, I could take you in World Tour.
All right. So we play against each other at first, then we do co-op, right?
Yeah.
We got to do War Tour, finishes. we need Mara.
Yeah, get Mara in on this.
She can be the singer.
I'll do it.
Oh, Mara.
I'm terrible at singing, but I'll do it.
Drums.
Drums? Me drums? Me on drums?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of us has to be bass, one of us has to be guitar, drums, and then we need a vocalist. So War Tour, you have it up here.
Yeah, I actually have a friend that has it.
What system?
He has it for the Wii.
Oh, I never played it on the Wii. I played it on a 360. Just in case for everyone listening out there, if you're not into video games, when I say 360, I'm referring to Xbox. If I say PlayStation 3, there are people out there that don't
know.
Levi,
even I know that. Let's be honest.
I was
come on
totally
now.
Lost. I thought you meant like a circle.
There's some.
Thanks for explaining that. I appreciate
it. Or the GameCube, where it was just a cube. I didn't know that was either, Levi.
Between PlayStation 2, GameCube, and the original Xbox, GameCube was my favorite console from that generation. GameCube was the best.
That's what I grew up on.
I grew up on Nintendo 60. I pretty much grew up. You start out playing Nintendo consoles, and then you like look at Sony, like, oh, PlayStation. And then you see Microsoft, oh, yeah, Xbox. And then like you just got to pick which console will be your dedicated console, you know?
So wait, was Mario like your favorite game on the Nintendo?
Like, how? Which one? There's Mario, like, racing. There's Mario Kart.
I love the racing one. Yeah, I always, like, fall Mario off, Kart. But I love it. It's so much fun.
I'd say there's so many Marios. You can, like, play Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Bros., Mario Kart. Probably Mario Kart. I grew up playing Mario Kart a lot. Yeah,
I like that game. That's my favorite game. I always fall off in the water.
I hate Rainbow Road. For anybody listening.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
Rainbow Road is, if you challenge me to Mario Kart and you put on Rainbow Road, I'm just going to put the controller down already.
Do it.
Like I'm losing this battle.
Anyone that uses blue turtle shells when you're in first place, I just, no, that's no bueno.
There's, for some reason, it's like a curse. Whenever you get hit by something in first place in Mario Kart, apparently you'll get hit by everybody else. Like, you get hit by a blue turtle shell, then a red turtle shell, then a banana peel, then a green turtle shell. Everything just hits you. A bomb hits you.
The banana one is my favorite. Because then people, like, slip and, like, they don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, Mario Kart had to be my favorite growing up.
Sweet. Same here.
That's good.
Well, I'm glad that we came to a good conclusion on that, boys. The next question is, did anyone influence you to play the trombone?
I had a, say in elementary school, I had a very good music teacher. He was definitely an inspiration, and, you know, he loved music, and he, like, encouraged others to love music, and I would definitely say I had to give him a big shout-out. Thank you, Mr. K, for all you've done. Unfortunately,
just a K?
Mr. K. Like, is Conjero, but
like Mr. Krabs, but not the less of the letters.
Love what you're doing here, Mara.
Thank you.
Mara, yeah, Mr. Krabs. And, you know, my grandparents, they've definitely inspired me to play my instrument, too. They, you know, they always supported me. They were always, they never missed one of my concerts. And they, you know, even drove down. I live 2 hours away down in Somerset. And they made it down for a couple games, you know, in the fall when I was playing in the show band. And, you know, it just means a lot when they come out and support me. So.
Did they give you a thumbs up when they were sitting?
They did give me a thumbs up.
Yeah, they were just in the crowd. They just put the, like, two thumbs up.
I remember, it's not instrument-wise, but I remember at commencement for high school graduation, my parents, they just gave me thumbs up from the seats while I was, like, shaking principal's hand and grabbing a diploma.
Oh, my gosh.
A little funny moment.
I think the picture that I took, I forget who the guy is. He does something with the school. At graduation, I have a picture with him. And I got back, and I'm like, I actually like that picture. That's a good picture. My nails look good. My hair look good. You couldn't see my dress, though. It was actually so hot that day. I graduated June 11th. Mm. It was super hot, and it was, like, it actually wasn't that long. They didn't make it that long. It was, like, an hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
I know I graduated on a Sunday last year. I think it was
on a Sunday?
June 7th? Yeah.
That's
the day after my birthday.
Oh, well, nice.
My birthday's June 6th. If anyone wants to send me any gifts, you can.
Now we know.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say, but about your grandparents, fun little fact, my granddad, I DJ, just in case you didn't know.
I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, Mara knows. She always hears it. But yeah, my granddad was a DJ, and funny, he didn't DJ the music or mix the music that I did, but I just self-taught myself how to, you know, mix, and it's kind of feeling good, like, you know, family, like a family member did it and now I'm doing it. Feels kind of, you know, like I got this, I can do it. But yeah, fun little fact, my granddad was a DJ and now I'm a DJ.
That's pretty cool.
Have you on Fuller House, have either of you guys, oh, don't give me that face. He just gave me the meanest look.
She's making things
what,
up.
What, you
guys.
Seen it, Dylan?
No, Fuller House.
Isn't that the one?
It's Full House, but Fuller House.
Oh.
Because DJ Tanner married a man with the last name Fuller, and he died in a fire because he was a fireman.
I was something.
They didn't really explain it that well. But I was going to say, Jodie Sweetin, who played Stephanie, she's now on the show. She's DJ Tanner. I don't know. It's really weird. It's kind of funny, though, that they did that.
I was thinking of a completely different show with John Stamos. Is that it? Or
yeah, that's his name. He's Uncle Jesse.
Oh, on Fuller House?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. That's all. Sorry.
Okay. It's an iconic show, Levi.
No, I was just, like, seeing previews of something, and I remember seeing John Stamos' face on it. And
yeah. They only come in like the first episode, like everyone's there except Michelle. So that's like, you see everyone, and they like are kind of like all the old, you know, characters, like the dad, uncle, you know, Becky and Joey. They're all kind of like sprinkled throughout the season. They aren't really all like there at once. It's basically Kimmy, Stephanie, and DJ, and DJ's three kids, and then Kimmy's daughter.
I gotcha.
But I'm glad that we got off track.
Yeah, I mean, my two sisters love Fuller House. Yeah. They kind of told me about
How
it.
How old are they?
My one sister is 15 and my other one is one's 16 and one's 15.
Well, Six. They're smart. I'm actually, it's like a really like grown up Full House because they like say inappropriate things on there that I would have never expected. But okay, Levi, now let's get back on track.
Oh.
next question. Sorry, I went there. I had to talk about Fuller House.
We always, you know, get to a question and then, you know, we talk about that question a little bit. Then we go off track. Then we get back on track. Question. But next question for
okay,
you.
Okay, Levi. Good job. Yeah,
just to let everybody know. So, Dylan, what accomplishments have you achieved while playing the trombone?
Say probably one of the biggest accomplishments that I achieved while playing the trombone was I was in I did a county band twice in high school, and you know, it was a really great experience. A lot of like the schools in the county, they got together at like one of the host schools, and then you know, all students there, like great musical abilities and talents, just there sharing the same interests, and you know, they perform a really good concert. We have a guest conductor each year from one of the colleges. And you know, it's just a really great experience. I was grateful to go to that and be there for that. Fortunately, I never really like tried for district, you know, districts or states. I probably should have, just never really did. But definitely county, going to county. That was pretty cool.
Nice, man. Nice.
Have you done anything else besides that? Even if it was like minor or when you were younger.
Like with my
instrument? Yeah, with the trombone.
Not really. I mean, I had a couple solos I thought were pretty important, you know, in a concert band. But other than that, not really. Side fact, I also play bass guitar in the local youth praise band. And, you know, I thought that was to me, that was a personal accomplishment because, you know, I was kind of like praising the Lord with like the youth and they all kind of looked up to me. Mm-hmm. And it felt good to me. So that's kind of another accomplishment.
Inspiring our youth. I mean, here we're all like, what, 17 and up?
I'm pretty sure everybody's 18 and up, more like.
Well,
it.
No,
I knew
someone that went to college when they were like 17. Like, she was in my graduating class, and she's going to turn 18 or already has something like that.
There's some, we have some freshmen that were 17, or still 17, actually. Yeah.
That's so weird to me. I'm going to graduate when I'm. I think like 22.
Yeah, same. I'll be 22 when graduate.
How old will you be?
Probably 22.
Yeah, I took kindergarten twice, so.
Hmm.
Because my parents were getting divorced, so my mom was moving to a different area, and so she was just like, okay, you can start in kindergarten and just.
Restart.
Okay. Yeah, and okay. Just like go up like that, besides just going to a completely new school and going to first grade. I don't know why. I could have went to first grade.
And you'll be
I wanted to.
At least you did kindergarten twice. I mean, it was a pretty fun grade.
Yeah, I could color.
At least you got naps and everything still.
Yeah.
I didn't get no naps in first grade. I'm jealous.
I didn't get naps in first grade.
But nobody, that's what I'm trying to say. Nobody did.
Yeah, that's true. We should get naps now.
I took my own naps.
You just like didn't care. You had scissors in your hand like cutting paper and you just like fell asleep.
I'm guilty of doing it. I've fallen asleep. Fallen or felon? Fallen?
Fallen.
I've fallen asleep. Yeah, I've fallen asleep in one of my classes. Just one. It was last semester, and it was math. It was the second to last class I had Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I was just exhausted because I had classes back to back to back to back, and I started
back
at 7.
Back to back.
Oh, God, another Drake, another Drake diss. And my first class started at 7:45. I got out at 2:30. I was completely exhausted by the time I got to math. I would just, like, lean back. It's one of those, like, comfortable chairs, too. You just put your arms right there and just lean back, fall asleep. Professor doesn't say a word. So I'm guilty of doing it. Sorry, Mom and Dad and everyone else in the family.
You better apologize.
Sorry.
Yeah, Sean, apologize for, your, like, the entire human race.
Ouch. Play nice.
I'm just saying. No, I fell asleep before spring break. I fell asleep in my applied like psychology class because we watch like videos and we're supposed to write like summaries on them. That's like literally all we do in that class, so I get super bored, and it's my only class of the day on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but it's not like that early. It's only at like 10:45, but I'm like always tired in the morning, you know, whenever I wake up, whether it's like 12 or 7. So I just took a little nap. I put my head down. It was a good time.
It's good.
Yeah. It's good. I liked it. I should do more of that. Take more naps. What about you? What are your napping habits? Besides just you take your own naps whenever.
Honestly, to go against common belief, I'm not much of a napper.
Really?
Yeah, it messes with my sleep at night. I just prefer to just make it to the night and just pass out.
I mean, I don't normally take a nap. Like, I'm like you. Like, I can't do that. But I just, like, had to, I don't know. I just, like, put my head down. And it's dark, too. We turn out the lights. So it's, like, dark. There's a, you know, video on that you can hardly hear. And it's boring. So, and it's also online. You can go back and rewatch it to get your summary to, like, do, you know, like, your assignment. And so why do I have to go to class? That's my question. But attendance is, like, a really big part of it because we don't have an actual, like, test. Like, we don't have a test at all in that class.
Can I take this class?
Yeah, we don't have a midterm.
You don't want to.
We don't have a midterm and final. For some reason, for our COSK classes, I don't have a final for argument or
research. I have a final.
We don't have a final in our argument and research class. I'm with Mahalik.
Yeah, I took it last semester and didn't have a final.
So. I didn't have it with Jeter. No one.
I didn't have a final last semester, but I do this semester, and it, like, irks me. Like, it makes me so upset because it's just, like, those classes. I mean, for some people, you know, that are, like, foreign or, you know, don't speak the English language that well, they need that. And that's important for them to have, you know. I mean, they're in America. But still.
I like where we're going.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's important for them, but to me, I already know how to write. Like, I don't need. I know where commas go. I know APA. I know,
you know,
MLA. I'm good.
Like, I'll put a question mark after a statement. Meanwhile, you know, it's not a question. You know, I feel where you're coming from more. I feel you.
Like, I just feel, I feel like you should be able to, like, everyone should be required to take it, but they can test out of it. Do you know what I mean? Or, like, do it online and, like, test out of it or something over the summer.
For COSK classes, if you took, like, you know, a class in high school that, you know. You
I didn't. Different.
See.
I just took English.
I took the International Baccalaureate exam and.
The what?
International Baccalaureate, IB.
What?
IB, yeah.
What?
Yes, International Baccalaureate.
What is that?
It's a, think of it as an AP course, but extremely, you know, way more difficult than AP. Think of it like that.
And AP is very difficult.
I took an AP English class. It was rough.
It's harder than AP. Think of it as AP, but harder. Like, it you know, drains you. You can't get no sleep. We had to do a 1,000, was it 1,000? I think it was a 15-page paper on a topic. It can be from any point in history, and we had to do a 15-page paper on it, and that was our extended essay. We go through rigorous, you know, work. That's all I'm going to say. Just look it up when you get a chance. IB program. Look it up.
If you guys could see me out there, I'm trembling. Like, I truly am trembling right now from that course. Horrifying.
Yeah, I think I'm actually taking, like, one of the ELIT classes,
mm-hmm.
like, over the summer at some point, just so I don't have to do it, like, just so I could focus on my major classes during the school year, and then just do, you know, a couple classes, like, over the summer. Okay, so on the next question, what is the best part about playing with the RMU band?
What is the best part of playing with the RMU band?
Mm-hmm. Before you answer that, Dylan.
Oh, man.
Congrats. Sacred Heart University girls won the championship. They're going to the big dance.
That's right.
For everybody listening, RMU's women's basketball team beat Sacred Heart 56-51, I believe.
Correct.
And they're going to the big dance.
Was that now?
That was
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, congrats. I know you were
okay,
there.
Okay, a little throwback.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, that's what I said before he starts. Congratulate the women's basketball team on a win against Sacred Heart.
Congratulations, you're tall.
And I saw some Snapchats of the bus on the way back. They were really into it. That's all I'm going to say.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a great win, and I'm glad, you know, Coach Sal was able to win, you know, get the win for the title game. That was pretty awesome.
He's retiring, right?
Yeah, this is his last year. 13 years as a head coach, and then 28 years, like, you know, in coaching in general.
Wow.
So, yeah. He has over, like, 700 career wins.
So wow, that's
good.
That's an accomplishment.
Back to the question. Go ahead.
Sorry for cutting you off, Dylan.
So the question was, what
What is the best part about playing with the RMU band?
The best part of playing with the RMU band. There's a couple best parts to playing with the RMU band. I'd say probably the best part is playing is just making friends. It was a great way to make friends. Some of my best friends, you know, I met through the band, and it was great. You know, I love all my friends. Shout out to all of them if they're listening. say, you know, band camp was pretty fun. You got to move in early. It was, you know, it was really a huge benefit to come here earlier before the freshmen, and you really got to know the campus, so you could help them out. And
what grade are you in? I forgot to ask.
I'm a freshman.
Oh, okay.
I met TJ.
Yeah.
He's my neighbor. He's right across the hall from me. I know I probably mentioned his name more times than ever, writing and radio. But he was the first person I met besides my roommate. Like, as soon as I was moving in, my parents, he just, like, happened to see me. He's like, hello, I'm TJ. I'm like, hey, I'm Levi. That was the first person I met, and he was in the band. Because all the band members, they have the Welcome to the RMU Show band on the door. And I was like, oh, he's in the band. But, yeah, TJ was the first person I met besides my roommate on campus.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so you got to move in early, and it's really nice. It was really nice to move in so you don't have to move in when everyone else moves in. You kind of get away from that chaos. And then it was really fun, you know. You really start to develop a sense of pride for your school. You really
school spirit, tough.
School spirit, and it's great to be a Colonial. I love playing for all the sports teams. You know, the football teams, the hockey teams, the basketball teams. It's really great to be a part of that, especially when, you know, win or lose, we're all winners still. We're all a team. And once again, like Levi said, congratulations to the women's, and let's, you know. It's time to dance.
Oh, so you look a little bit good there, Dylan?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
I think. Maybe.
You doze not? No, I'm kidding. but, yeah, again, like Dylan said, congratulations. Or, well, I said, and Dylan, congrats to the women's basketball team.
Excuse me, I said it too. You just say it 5,000 times.
And Mara, well, all three of us, we're giving credit, all three of us. Congrats to the women's team, Coach Sal. Congrats to you. If you're listening, wish you the best of luck. In the big dance.
Hey, let's give a shout out to the men's hockey team. And they play in Rochester, New York this weekend. Give a shout out to them. And
any other teams? We missing anybody?
No.
Mm-mm.
I think everything else is like wrapped up.
I know rugby.
I think softball is starting very soon, or already has. I think they already started. I think they're a couple weeks ahead the high school.
Are you doing it?
No. I don't play softball.
You played in high school.
I did play. Yeah, I played varsity for my high school team, but I'm not that good enough to play like actual college. So
don't doubt yourself more.
I mean, if I went to a different college, I looked into playing for like Chatham. I looked at Chatham.
You can do that if you go to a different. I mean,
if I went to Chatham, I would have played. It was because they were a different division than RMU. RMU is a higher division, and Chatham was just more like. They're good, but they're more, like, low-key, you know, about it. And I would be able to still do, like, other things that I wanted. But I feel like whenever you're on a sports team, like, especially when it's, like, D1. Is that the highest one?
Yeah.
Yeah, D1.
Then it's, like, you have to put – it's, like, a job. You have to put, you know, like,
they want
all
you to
these
be,
hours.
That
like,
com-
you
that
have
comes
to
first.
Be – like, if you play softball, you play softball.
Like,
softball
comes first, and then your schoolwork. That's
no, I think school would –
I mean, schoolwork
comes first. They obviously you have to have a good GPA,
right?
To one, get into school, and two, to stay on the team,
right? And I was going to say, like, they want you to be there every day. Like, sometimes you might not be able to make it. That's what you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. Levi, ask the next question.
Oh, sure thing. Whoop. Having a little problems with this MacBook, ladies and gents. Okay. Here we go. Last question, Dylan. Do you play any other instruments by chance?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I do play the bass guitar a little bit, not much. I just know, like, some basic, easy songs, you can say. But
Twinkle, Little Star?
A little more complex than that. But I do know how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the piano.
That's fun fact. Cool. So you know how to play the piano, too?
A little bit, not much. But I would love to learn, you know, how to play the piano more.
You could just, like, slam your hands on the piano keys, and that's how you play piano.
Is that how you play it?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that sometime.
I remember the first.
It's a great song.
Like, the first time I saw a piano, you know, everyone just, like, slides their fingers across all the keys. That's what I did on the piano the first time I saw it. I was like, and just get from
good sound on. Effect.
Sure. Yeah, that was the best sound effect. Piano from, or I am. I am tongue-tied right now. The best piano sound effect I've ever done.
It's just pulling Levi.
Yeah, we got to make that official. Like, we got to put it
no,
on.
No, it is official.
No, we got to put it on Yik Yak. Let it be known. Put it on.
Oh, no.
Put it over Facebook.
Yeah, if anyone Yik Yaks about Levi, like doing famous. A Levi about themselves or about Levi actually doing the radio broadcast, please Yik Yak about it. We will find you. And we will put it on the best Yik Yaks of the week.
For next
week. Yeah, we'll definitely praise you for that.
Yeah, that would be very, that'd be funny.
Oh, it looks like you're pulling Levi. Like, I want it to be, I want people to start saying it more and more. Like, oh, he's pulling Levi again. Something like that. I don't know. You could become that guy. It's like, oh, there's Levi again.
Levi, you are that guy.
Oh, thanks.
That's not a good thing.
I know. That's sarcasm in my voice.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Did you hear me say sarcasm earlier?
No.
Wow. I can get away with some stuff.
No, you can't.
I am too. I'm slick. I'm stealthy. Not.
He's pretty stealthy. I can vouch for him on that.
Oh, okay. Two just, against one.
Just saying. I was like, this kid snuck up on me a couple of times.
That's creepy.
It's stealth.
No, earlier today, he kept, like, I was what? Working, and I would walk by because I had to do a head count, and he would go, hi. Yeah, oh, he would go, hi.
No, fun fact, Mara and Dylan were actually, like, a couple distant, like, a little bit apart in the
I
library.
I was behind the desk, and the circulation desk at work.
And Dylan was sitting at a station, and I was like, that's him right there. I just, like, walked over to Mara, and I was like, Dylan's right there. I was like, oh.
I didn't even really
She didn't come say hi to me,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I did.
So, yeah, rude.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hopefully, nothing glitches.
All right, we'll be back.
We were back. Sorry about that. It was glitching before, and we didn't want to, like, stop and, like, try to fix it.
Right.
Because it would have, like, turned off at something, and
yeah,
we
and
couldn't be talking right now.
There's no music.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sorry again about the technical difficulties on Cloud9
today.
We'll
fix it next week.
Yeah, for
before
sure.
Before we go on. We sounded fine. Like, we did the sound check before, and, like, our mics were okay. I guess we should check the music.
Yeah. It's
probably should, Levi. Gosh,
yeah. Definitely.
Dang it, Levi. Dang it.
I'll do a test run after this again, make sure everything is, you know, okay and everything. But
after the radio show, right? Yeah, okay. Right. Not during. So that would be kind of weird.
And normally at this point in Cloud9, we would play a game, you know, with our guests. But this week, we're actually going to reflect upon spring break a little bit. Who wants to start? Anybody?
I would love to start.
I think he should.
Oh, yeah.
I can just go like this.
Yeah, guest first. What am I saying?
What are you trying to do?
I think reflecting on my spring break would be great to what we were talking about tonight. I was fortunate to travel to Buffalo, New York for the start of spring break with the women's ice hockey team in the first round of like their playoffs traveling, the second round. And, you know, unfortunately we lost, but it was still a great trip to go to Buffalo for that weekend. And then
you stayed in a hotel, right?
Yeah, I had a hotel. It was a pretty nice hotel. Lost the Mercyhurst. And then a couple days later, I was fortunate enough to go to Providence, Rhode Island with the women's basketball team and watch them beat Bryant. We showed them up. It was pretty good. It was a pretty close game, really, really good game. So, and obviously we won, which gave us to the title game Sunday.
That just made
Is it this Sunday?
It was past Sunday.
I'm sorry. I don't really pay attention to the sports. Like, go ahead. Go on.
And then, like, we had all day Tuesday to sightsee, which was really cool. I got to see a lot of historical stuff in Providence and check out the mall. And we went and watched a movie. I finally went and saw Deadpool, everyone. So
I still haven't seen it.
Come on, Levi.
I still
haven't seen it. Spoil it for him.
No, don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Thank you. Yeah, Seymour, he sides with me.
So and then we got back Thursday from Providence and, you know, we were on the bus all night. It was like, I don't know, a 10-hour trip, a 12-hour trip, whatever. It was a long trip. Jeez. Slept on the bus. And then came back Thursday, and then I went home and saw my family for the weekend. And, you know, it was a really nice spring break, you know, nice to travel and then nice to relax a little bit on the weekend.
Do you go home normally, like during the semester on weekends at all, or do you normally stay here?
Not that often since, you know, I'm pretty busy with band and, you know, schoolwork and just hanging out with friends. I have a pretty good life down here. So I love my family, but I just get pretty busy down here.
Yeah. Where are you from again?
Somerset, Pennsylvania. It's like 2 hours south. It's close to Seven Springs Ski Resort.
Okay, I know where Seven Springs is. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of it.
I haven't been there yet. I had a chance to – there was an opportunity back in January when we came back. You sign up for Seven Springs, but it was filled up by the time I got down there. Like, to sign up for it, they said, list is full. Sucks.
Aw, Levi.
So when you get it, if you ever get a chance again, you should try to go. It's pretty cool.
I will. I gotta get all my, cold gear. Get a heavy coat, hat, scarf.
Levi's crying right now because he couldn't go.
Totally. Totally.
Okay, he's acting as if he's crying and it's not funny.
He can lean on my shoulder. It's okay. I'm there.
Hard. We just played that song.
Are you taller than him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan. Yeah.
All right, good. You can definitely.
Mars the shortest in the room, everyone.
Okay, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do about my jeans? Do you want me to change them?
You can't. I mean, we can't do it. I mean, can get some scientists or some doctors to do. I mean, not scientists, doctors. What am I saying?
You know that there's actually something that I saw whenever I was in middle school. It was like you could, whenever you're an adolescent, like if, I guess, I don't know. It's like if you knew you're going to be like super short or whatever. Like not like a midget. I'm not a midget. If anyone says that, I'm very offended.
You can't say that no more. It's PC. You got to be PC now, right? Little, or I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you
those are little like, people terms. I don't know.
No, like you can't say midget. Like certain words.
He's right.
I know what you mean. Yeah, but like it's like you could break your bones to grow. I wanted to do that in middle school. You know how terrible that is?
That sounds awful.
I know, that's really sad. Someone should have told me not to do it, but no one did. So for spring break, I slept until 12 or 12:30 or 1. Almost every single day, I think except one, because I have a doctor's appointment on Monday.
Oh, no.
What, doctor's appointment?
Yeah, they're horrifying.
I know. I almost fainted in there because I just got super hot. I'm very bad with heat, and I almost, like, fainted. I was like, doctor, I feel like I'm going to faint. And he's like, okay, well, can you try to, like, sit up and not faint? And I'm like, sure. And he got me water, so I was fine. But it was, like, it was bad. I'm just very bad with heat. Like, if I get, like, I get super warm super fast, I just, like, I don't know. Yeah. I fainted so many times. Last semester, I fainted twice. One time, I fainted at work, and the other time, I was in the study center studying for a test because I didn't understand any of it. And I just got, like, the white, dots, and I just kind of blacked out.
Yeah, I hate the heat too. I sat with you on that one. I really do hate the heat.
I mean, I like summer. It's better than winter. But I like I like winter clothes better than I do summer clothes. It's weird. But yeah, and I also volunteered over break for a little bit. That's honestly all I did. Oh, I went back to my old high school to visit some teachers. Just, like, say hi. And I hung out with a couple of my friends. So that was fun. I got another white dress for Sigma Kappa, which was very much needed.
Oh, yeah. Congrats on that.
Yep. Thank you.
No problem.
So tell us about your life, Levi. Like, we don't hear about it every week.
Well, I went home. I watched my little brother. I made a spreadsheet. I was pretty much just still I was working over spring break. I wasn't working, like, actual, like, work, but I was working on, you know, schoolwork. I was looking at scholarships. I did a spreadsheet of some scholarships I gathered online. Watched my little brother, played some video games, did some I revised my speech, or not my speech, my argument research paper, because, you know, grammar issues or spelling, you know, just make sure everything's tip-top. And I did start my speech organizing it, and I actually went today to swim a little bit dressed up, you know, casual, not too dressy.
He's not really that dressed up, but he does have khakis on.
Still counts.
Kind of. Khakis are dressed up, technically, but they hardly go with anything.
If you're wearing, like, a collared shirt, you know, it goes with that, I guess. But, yeah, that's what I did over spring break. I feel accomplished because that spreadsheet, I just used Google spreadsheets, and they had a preset table, and it was a to-do list. So I just incorporated all of the scholarships I had, put them on the left side, you know, complete the one I sorted them by deadline, I think. And then I just made it, like, complete next to it, the next task or so. I mean, I can show you guys a picture. I'll post it just to see.
I think it's okay, Levi. Yeah. No, I think the people are okay.
Let's post it.
Aw, man. Gosh, you're going to, like, make my news feed blow up.
It's good for you.
Pretty much, you know, just a spreadsheet. That's about it. That's all it is. Spreadsheet of scholarships. And then the rewards for them, deadline, blah, 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 stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Have you ever seen the Seinfeld episode where that's, like, George's dating some woman, and that's all she would say was
blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
No.
I actually think I might have seen that.
Yeah, and it's like they don't know what she was saying, and it was like very awkward. And like,
I don't think they liked her. They didn't.
Yeah, didn't like her. Yeah. She was only there for like one episode. Like, it wasn't a big, like.
It was pretty funny
thing. It wasn't like Susan.
Just like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, it was. It was like that. That's basically what it was. But yeah.
Most people probably look at me like, "How does he know about Charlie Brown?" I mean, there's the Christmas. Everybody knows the Charlie Brown Christmas, but
and Thanksgiving and Halloween.
Yeah.
The Halloween one's my favorite.
The Great Pumpkin. Right?
Yeah, the Great Pumpkin. I love that one.
That's pretty good.
And the Christmas one's good too.
I actually found out about Charlie Brown when I was really young. Robot Chicken. You watch?
Oh man.
See, yeah, Dylan knows what I'm talking about. Robot Chicken. They get everything and everyone. They don't care who you are. They'll go after. They did a special on 80s cartoons. 80s action figures. It was just insane. Like, all my knowledge of, like, classic things come from Robot Chicken. That's
okay. You might need your head examined if that's where all of your stuff comes from.
Not all, a majority of the things.
Okay, even a majority, Levi. Still,
you can thank Seth Green, and whoever the other guy. I don't know the other guy's name. I just know Seth Green produced Robot Chicken.
Good for you.
I don't know the other guy. Thank you, Mara.
If you don't know the other guy, then why are you saying anything? Come on.
I mean, you can give credit.
Know your stuff.
You can give the other guy. I mean, that's technically giving him credit. That other guy.
Other guy.
The co-producer. Is that better? The co-producer of Robot Chicken? Because Seth Green's the main guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll argue about this after the show. all right. So do you want to start with the...
Best Seek Accident?
Yeah. You can start if you want.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me load it up. Okay, so...
It's supposed to be loaded up before.
It was.
Come on, Levi.
It was. I was making sure everything's in order. Okay, here we go. So, the first shit yak is I get to spend it in kindergarten for... What? Okay, I mean, we're on radio. There's no inappropriate language, but I got to spend it.
It's not an... Okay, it's a little kid. It's in kindergarten. Calm down.
Yeah, he was young. They were young when they did this, ladies and gents.
Just finish it.
I got suspended in kindergarten for flashing kids on the school bus for chocolate.
It reminds me of like the Sarah's candy, where like everyone would freak out about it and like buy like all the candy. That's what it reminds me of. I thought that was so funny. Don't you think it's funny, Levi? See, you're laughing. You're laughing about it.
Like who does? Who goes on like the? You know what? I'm gonna post something fun. I'm gonna post something funny yet a little bit. It's weird.
Is weird, but it's like not that inappropriate. They were in kindergarten. They were little.
You're right.
They didn't know what they were doing.
Are you implying that you did something in kindergarten?
Yeah, I wrote that. No, I didn't.
I knew it.
No, I've never.
There you go, everybody.
No, I actually did in kindergarten though. I did break my foot. Actually, my brother did, but my mom.
By flashing someone for chocolate?
Yeah. Okay, no, it good. Was.
Glad we're on the same page.
No, it was me too. It was whenever I was at home, my brother and I were jumping off like the couch, like we were at the top of it. There was like a wall, and the couch was pushed up against that. And we were jumping onto the cushions, and Ned, my brother, was like, "Okay, let's stop." And my mom was making dinner. I was like, "No, one more time," and so we both jumped, and he landed on my right foot.
Ooh.
And it hurt so bad. I remember, like, tugging on his shirt. I was like, go get mom. And, like, the meanest, like, voice ever.
Did you drink some milk after that?
No. I don't like milk.
You probably should. Oh, you need some milk.
You gotta get that calcium.
I don't like milk. You can't force me to drink it. I hate milk.
I mean, we're not, but we're going to encourage.
Chocolate milk is okay. But, see, I have diabetes, so I just can't drink, you know, like, whatever. So it's difficult, like... I mean, I don't even think milk has that many carbs anyway, or sugar. I mean, it's good for you. Milk is good for you. You should drink it. But I just can't. It's not like I'm lactose intolerant. I just don't like milk. Like, I've tried before to drink milk, and it's terrible. Okay, so, Levi, read the next one, too. I like hearing you read these. This is funny.
All right.
And this one isn't inappropriate at all.
Quote, how is it, I quote, how is it that soup can almost make me throw up?
I like hearing them in Levi's voice. Don't you?
Yeah, he has a great voice.
Thank you.
That's not true.
Someone's going to get beat up tonight.
I mean, it's not Morgan Freeman's voice.
Oh, goodness.
But, you know, it's pretty solid.
Thank you, Dylan. I appreciate that. I can't do a Morgan Freeman voice. I can do Christopher Walken. I can't do...
Let's hear it.
I'm Chris. I did this a couple weeks back. Hold up. I'm Christopher Walken, and the only prescription I got... It's more cowbell, something like that. I don't know. Did I do good? Did that sound good?
I mean, it was it was okay.
You know
the one I like, the one that I can kind of do, is a woman from like Orbit, like the gum. Orbit, a good clean feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I love that. That's so funny.
Dirty mouth, clean it up with Orbit.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I just do Orbit, a good clean feeling. That's all I can remember.
Yeah, I don't like Orbit gum.
I do.
No,
I have a whole box of it in my like room. Also, with ladybugs, I put in a work order for them to come and exterminate the ladybugs in my room.
They're harmless.
They're dead, laying around my bed.
You know what? Donald was talking to me about that. There's
Donald Trump?
No. No, let's not get into Donald Trump on the call. None. This is a happy show.
2K16 for president.
No. JK. But yeah, Donald was talking to me, my roommate, about ladybug. He just always like, did you see that ladybug? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like,
no, but they're literally in, they're like, my roommate and I talked about, they are dead. Like, it's not that they're just flying around our room anymore. They're literally like, there's like 10 dead and like 10 alive.
They're just, like the stink bugs, but they're not stink. Because stink, yeah. You know how stink bugs are coming during winter?
Yeah, I never got any of those. But like, I don't care that they're there, but it's just they keep coming in and there's too many of them and there's like dead carcasses.
Right.
Of them, and it's, like, disgusting, and I don't like it. Okay, so moving on from ladybugs. The last Yik Yak of the week is a RMU library, .. more like RMU sweatbox. That is true.
No. Jefferson Center is the hottest place on campus.
Okay, but the library is pretty hot. I fainted during work last semester.
It does get pretty
because
hot.
Because it was so hot.
I think...
I'm very sensitive to heat again, but still, it was really hot. All right, so now that I got you all hot and warm, we will end the show as Levi looks at his phone.
I'm trying to get the handles for all social media.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Levi. We have like one, like we, couple we seconds left. Yeah.
On Facebook, you can follow us at Army Radio Cloud9. Twitter, if anyone's following us on Twitter, Cloud9.
Of course they are.
RMU Cloud9, I think, for Twitter. And then for Instagram, it is Cloud9 RMU. So just wanted to make sure that's out there. I'm Levi Brown.
I'm Mara Linehan. Go ahead.
And I'm Dylan Miller.
And this was Cloud9 Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back next week.